Controversy in the form of cheating in sports has been on full display since the information came out about the Houston Astros and how they used technology and other less sophisticated methods to win the World Series. It's an extremely different brand of controversy the Arizona Coyotes are facing right now, but still one that involves accusations of cheating. The National Hockey League is looking into allegations that the Coyotes went too far in their information gathering on draft-eligible players, including possibly giving them physical tests, which was not allowed. With me to explain more about what's being alleged is Craig Morgan, who covers the Coyotes for The Athletic. Sir Craig, what is it that the Coyotes are actually accused of doing?
It is not allowed to fitness test draft-eligible players who are on the combine list, the scouting combine list, ahead of the combine. That's what the combine is for. What was happening in the past is every team was holding its own workouts for players. They were running these poor kids ragged, and the kids didn't want to say no because they want to play in the NHL, so they'll go do whatever any team asks them. So the league stepped in and said, hey, we're going to do this one event. You can all come. You can all evaluate the players there, and that will be it. Now, what's interesting, and I'm sure you're going to ask me about this, is what constitutes fitness testing?
I think that's a very important question. Thank you for...
Yes, it is.
Yes, what is the answer?
It is at the core of this entire investigation, I think, and I can only report what I've been told. I've had sources telling me that the Coyotes did nothing more than interview these players, and that is allowed. That's allowed per the one-page memo the league sent out outlining, and I do mean outlining, the rules of what you can and can't do before the combine. You're allowed to interview players, so they have this collaborative process where they have someone doing a psych evaluation, they have a scout asking hockey questions, and they brought along someone they just hired, Tommy Powers, a fitness and conditioning consultant. He was present as well. Now, I've been told by some people they just asked these players to show up in a t-shirt and shorts so they could basically look over their bodies, and then they asked them some questions. Now, other people seem to intimate that they were doing something more than that, but when I have tried to pin down these sources on what was happening, no one could give me a specific answer.
Because if the Coyotes' answer is the truth, that makes sense. You're drafting someone to be a professional athlete. You might want to see, is he going to grow into his body, whatever he looks like, right?
Yeah, and that's part of what they do. Exactly. You want to look at limb length, things like that, to understand skating potential, the ability to add lean muscle mass, things like that.
So what are the possible penalties here?
Outlined in that one-page memo I discussed, it says that for each incident, it would be a minimum of $250,000. And what I've been told by some people is there were multiple issues. It was not just confined to the Canadian Hockey League and the prospects that play in those three leagues that fall under its umbrella. It was also happening in the United States Hockey League. So it could be 20-plus cases that we're talking about, which would be a massive fine. Now, something to consider here, when I wrote this in my most recent story, Alex Morello just bought this team.
Right.
And essentially rescued the redheaded stepchild of the NHL from uncertainty. Does Gary Bettman really want to levy a massive fine against the guy who just bailed him out of a very bad situation? Mm-hmm. Gary Bettman has wide discretion when he feels a team has violated the spirit of the rules, or the spirit of the game. So could he take away draft picks? Could he insist on the termination of someone employed by the Coyotes? I don't know. Again, it's wide discretion, but it's something to think about.
And because of where we're at right now with the Houston Astros scandal and what MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred has been saying, which has not been getting a lot of high marks, it almost feels like this is so ridiculous compared to that, and yet it puts another professional commissioner in sort of a weird spot.
It really does, and other teams don't like it when another team tries to get an edge on them, so there are a lot of agendas playing out behind the scenes here as well, so it's hard to parse the truth, especially when the main figures, the league officials, Gary Bettman, Bill Daly, Colin Campbell, they won't talk on the record. They may have talked to someone off the record, but they're not commenting. In fact, I just reached out to Gary Bettman this week again, and he said there is no update whatsoever in the investigation.
When John Chyka started as GM, very, very young, mm-hmm. and every team is trying to find new methods of beating the competition. You have to in that industry, in every industry. Is it possible that because the definition is, as you played it out for us, is so odd and really not that specific, he thought potentially, I'm going to ask forgiveness rather than permission?
Sure, that's possible. I can only report what I'm being told. And on that one side of it, I'm being told, no, they never did anything like that. But could they have asked, for instance, a player who had a knee injury in the past, hey, how well can you bend? Does that constitute fitness testing? I go back to the fact that this was a one-page memo. When you look at the collective bargaining agreement for this league, it's written by attorneys. It is incredibly detailed. why not go into the same detail with this document rather than sending out a very general one-page document? I think that may be part of the fallout of this as well. They may have to get far more detailed in their explanation.
So based on this, Craig, is it possible this was never happening in the past either, and that's why it got such short shrift in the CBA?
Well, I've been told it never got reported before. It doesn't mean it wasn't happening. So it's hard to know whether it was happening or not, Steve.
So any of your colleagues at The Athletic, have they heard any buzz about other teams? Because it does seem weird that only one team, even again with the Astros scandal, yes, it feels like the Astros went further than others, but it doesn't seem like they were the only one doing something potentially.
I've not heard from anyone that anyone else was doing this.
Okay.
And again, we don't even know if the Coyotes were doing something. So we'll have to wait and see how it plays out.
Any sign, any indication this is affecting day-to-day operations of the team?
I don't think so. I'm sure it puts them under some pressure. Internally, they're not talking about it, of course, but internally, I'm sure there's a little bit of concern. You just don't know how this is going to play out. And do we have all of the pieces of the investigation? Do we know everything there is to know?
We talked before the season. High hopes for the season. Started off very well. Been a lot of injuries again. At this point, if I talked to you 6 weeks ago, Coyotes, of course, going to make the playoffs, maybe have a good run. What do you feel about now?
It's pretty dicey right now. There are a couple teams nipping at their heels. Winnipeg's only 1 point back now. The Coyotes are in the last playoff spot right now. They just have to start winning games. Now, they're only a few points out of first place, too, so yeah. A lot can change in the West. It's very tightly packed between the top team and the bottom team, so we'll see how it plays out. I don't know what to think about this team. You're right. 6 weeks ago, I would have said definitely a playoff team. Now it's dicey.
Craig Morgan covers the Arizona Coyotes for The Athletic. Always appreciate your time, Craig. Thanks
for having me, Steve.